KALW.
Ya no aguantamos, señora periodista. Este país está...
The listener says the country can't take it anymore. Honduras has become a narco state.
This is Radio Progreso in Honduras. And for the director, Jesuit priest Padre Melo, this kind of frank talk is dangerous.
Yo quiero seguir confiando en...
But I want to continue trusting and enjoying my freedom.
We'll hear about the courageous life of Padre Melo from our new international reporting project, Sacred Steps. And we'll talk to a musician whose transformative experience changed the way she makes her art.
Dance is a medium that was meant for expression. If you possess a body, that is the only requirement necessary to dance.
I'm Hena Baba, and this is Cross Currents. For more than a year, images of large migrant caravans have helped to shape a U.S. immigration policy that wants to keep them out. Thousands of Central Americans, many from the small country of Honduras, are fleeing violence and poverty in search of a better life. For those who make it into this country, the Bay Area is one popular destination. But what about the people they leave behind? What happens to them? Today, we're bringing you a profile of a Honduran Jesuit priest fondly known as Padre Melo. He's an opponent of the increasingly authoritarian government in Honduras. The story's part of KALW's The Spiritual Edge and our new international reporting project called Sacred Steps. Maria Martin has more.
San Pedro Sula has a reputation as a particularly dangerous place. I arrived at its airport to spend a week with a very vocal critic of his country's status quo, the activist priest known as Padre Melo. He surprised me by showing up in the terminal by himself to pick me up. And soon we were talking about what else? Politics.
La política ha sido raptada.
Melo quickly drew parallels between corruption in the Honduran government, with its reliance on drug money and theft, and with the U.S. government, run by a businessman. Politics, he says, has been kidnapped in both countries, no longer connected with ethics, but with personal profit.
En el mundo estamos en una crisis de democracia.
Around the world, says Melo, democracy has become distorted and is in crisis. Padre Melo's given name is Ismael Moreno Cotto. He's a spiritual leader. He's the director of a radio station, and he's one of the most respected political analysts in Central America. When he's in his hometown of El Progreso, Padre Melo rises at 5, says his prayers, and by 5:30 is at the wheel of his 10-year-old pickup truck driving across town. Like most of Honduras, El Progreso is a mostly poor community of agricultural workers. Mule-driven carts share the streets with cars and trucks. These are areas with gang activity, says Padre Melo, but they know my vehicle and leave me alone. Toward the center of town, he takes a right-hand turn into the guarded gates of the complex that houses the radio station, Radio Progreso. In a few minutes, he's at the microphone, speaking with listeners and commenting on the gospel. This early morning program is called Buenos Días, Nos de Dios, the good morning the Lord gives us.
Buenos días, cumpleañera.
Gracias.
Co-hosting this call-in gospel show is Father Melo's first public activity on what will be a very long day.
Marta y María, a mí lo primero que me llama la atención, hermanas y hermanos.
What impresses me about this reading about Mary and Martha is the family atmosphere to which Jesus relates so easily.
Melo says he loves this passage about Christ's relationship with Mary and Martha. It's an atmosphere of friendship, he says, of close interactions between men and women in everyday friendships.
En Radio Progreso.
With about 2 million listeners, Padre Melo says they're not all Catholics, and that's fine with him. In a country where the government often silences opposition voices, this station carries more than commentary on the Bible. It schedules news and analysis few Honduran outlets are willing to broadcast. This jingle says, Radio Progreso is the voice that accompanies you, radio that touches you.
en todos lados.
La misión de Radio Progreso, y que se junta con la misión mía también.
The mission of Radio Progreso, which mirrors mine as well, is not to make people Catholics.
Esa no es la misión. Es decir,
actually, Radio Progreso's on the air for 19 hours daily, and only half an hour is dedicated strictly to the Word of God. Radio Progreso is an offering for all society, be they Catholic, evangelical, be they political or atheists. It's open programming with a preference for the poorest.
Desde la opción por los más pobres.
In the second poorest country in Central America, over half of the population of Honduras lives on less than $5 a day. When Radio Progreso began more than 50 years ago, it coincided with a movement among Roman Catholics throughout Latin America to elevate the rights and the needs of the poor.
Y entonces la radio nació en un ambiente de efervescencia continental.
So the radio was born in an atmosphere of revolutionary struggles. It grew out of a church committed to justice.
De una iglesia comprometida con la justicia.
For nearly four decades, that commitment to social justice has driven Father Melo. He was the youngest child of a large family of agricultural workers in El Progreso.
Mi padre cultivaba la tierra, produciendo maíz y frijoles.
My father cultivated land to grow corn and beans.
Y mi madre,
my mother baked bread to sell in the banana plantations.
Para salir
with what they made, they feed us, clothe us, and soon I saw that my older brothers and sisters also had to work.
Que pronto en su vida salieron a trabajar.
Melo's older sister Ruth says he's not only a priest for us, he's also our little brother. We spoil him and he spoils us. Ruth recalls their early childhood and the influence of their father.
Mi padre era un señor muy dedicado a las causas justas.
Our father, says Ruth, was a committed man, dedicated to the cause of justice for campesinos, and her younger brother inherited that same passion.
Y de mi hermanito, desde 7 años de edad.
At the age of 7, I remember he told my father that he wanted to be a priest. So this was something he already carried in his heart, that God had singled him out.
As Melo studied for the priesthood, he connected with a Jesuit named Guadalupe Carné, who he admired for his revolutionary ideals.
In 1980,
I was returning from Panama after having entered the seminary.
Y entonces me dijo, ah, así que usted es el hijo.
And I remember he told me, so you are the son of Don Pedro Moreno, uh-huh. So you've decided to become a Jesuit priest. Well then, he told me,
recuerde que usted viene.
Remember that you are the son of a campesino, of a field hand. So don't you go and be a priest just for the rich. Remember, you have to defend the poor campesinos. That's always stayed with me.
And so Father Melo always keeps in mind who he's determined to serve. One day during our week together, Father Melo faced deadlines for scholarly articles, attended his regular meetings at Radio Progreso, and showed up at more meetings about the latest political developments in Honduras.
Ya no aguantamos, señora periodista. Este país está, es un narcoestado.
This radio listener is indignant about revelations coming out of a New York courtroom, where the brother of Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernández had been on trial for trafficking in drugs on a major scale. A witness testified that the president's campaign had also received drug money.
Estamos gobernados por los narcos.
The listener says the country can't take it anymore. Honduras has become a narco state. In a country where most media censor themselves, Radio Progreso has always provided a forum for public expression. Later in the day, other opponents of the Honduran president, known by his initials as Ho, express themselves on the street, calling for his resignation. And Padre Melo is there.
Y a mí lo que me toca es solamente estar presente.
The only thing they ask of me is to be present. No more than that.
Cuando yo no estoy,
when I'm not there, sometimes they feel vulnerable.
Pero cuando yo estoy sin hacer nada,
but when I am there, not saying anything,
se sienten fuertes.
They seem to get some strength from my presence.
Padre Melo isn't only a teacher, an analyst, and a radio administrator. The 60-year-old priest also approaches people as a good friend who doesn't take himself too seriously and who loves a good joke. Wherever he travels throughout Honduras, everyone seems to know this portly, balding priest. The next day, Padre Melo drives 4 hours from El Progreso to lecture a university audience on history and politics with his perspective on what he calls Honduras's authoritarian government.
Terrorismo preventivo de Estado.
What we have is a policy of state terrorism,
provocar miedo,
which seeks to provoke fear among people in general in order to prevent any kind of opposition movement or social protest that might have impact on the policies of the extreme right.
Melo dares to speak this frankly against a government that human rights observers have accused of electoral fraud and assassinating his critics. For him, speaking out is an important part of his commitment to his country.
Su cabeza no descansa, su cerebro no descansa.
Becky Moreno, a human rights attorney married to Melo's nephew, says the priest's mind never seems to rest. Padre Melo's greatest contribution to Honduras, she adds, may be his ability to mentor and inspire.
Personas que ayuda a las personas, pero a pensar, analizar.
He helps people by helping them to think, to analyze, so that we can come out of that ignorance in which we're submerged by some authorities in our country.
After the demonstration against the president, Padre Melo learns that police have roughed up some of the protesters and that an unknown assailant has attacked one of Radio Progreso's reporters in Tegucigalpa.
Radio Progreso hasn't stopped demanding answers.
This Al Jazeera news report details other attacks against the station.
In December, the station's broadcast antenna in the capital, Tegucigalpa, was knocked down.
Military governments closed it for a while in the 1970s. It was again closed in 2009, following the overthrow of a democratically elected government. Since then, some staff have been killed and attacked. Its transmitter has been destroyed, and Father Melo himself is often the target of attacks on social media. Radio Progreso commentator Elvin Hernandez says the staff at the radio station has continued to put their lives on the line since the 2009 coup.
La Radio Progreso, digamos, y su equipo, pues.
Hernandez recalls the day the government ordered the station off the air.
Ese 28 de junio,
that 28th of June,
que la cerraron a las 9 de la mañana,
a busload of some 25 military operatives arrived at the station in the morning.
Se bajaron, abrieron el portón.
They barged right up to the control booth and said, "We have orders to close this piece of shit."
Subieron a la cabina y lo único que tenemos orden de cerrar esta mierda.
A day later, despite threats, the staff decided to resume operations. All around Radio Progreso, there are photos and paintings of the environmental and indigenous rights activist Berta Cáceres. This good friend and colleague of Padre Melo's was murdered in March of 2016. The government conducted only a cursory investigation, and in late 2019, 7 men accused of carrying out her murder received long sentences for her death. But her family and supporters say they won't rest until the masterminds of her death, not just the hitmen, are punished.
Berta Cáceres, éramos muy amigos, muy cercanos.
We were very close friends.
Entonces, yo no creí que a Berta la iban a matar.
I didn't believe they would actually kill her. That night I had gone to bed exhausted.
Y a las 4:20 que me levanté.
When I woke up, I had so many messages.
Encontré la cantidad de mensajes y llamadas y llamadas y llamadas.
He couldn't believe what the messages were saying.
Y entonces tuvimos que parar la radio.
I drove straight away to the radio station. And for me, what is seared in my mind,
esa comunicación, esa noticia que tuve que dar por la radio,
is that news I had to deliver on the air.
Nuestra hermana y compañera,
that our friend and compañera, Berta Cáceres, had been assassinated.
Fue asesinada.
The death of Berta Cáceres has reminded Melo just how precarious life can be for activists in Honduras. But he says he can't let fear rein him in.
Yo quiero vivir, pues no, quiero vivir y además quiero la vida y todo.
Don't get me wrong, I want to live. I love life.
Pero no es protegiéndome con...
But I don't want to be always protecting myself. I am careful. I don't go out at night. I limit my activities to some extent.
Entonces, yo quiero seguir confiando en...
But I want to continue trusting and enjoying my freedom.
That trust and that desire and everything else that keeps Father Melo busy dovetails with his spiritual life.
La espiritualidad es bañar de Dios todas las cosas, todo.
For me, says Melo, spirituality is bathing every daily action with God. There's no dichotomy between the spiritual and what we do each and every day.
Para que lo que hago sea espiritual, aunque sea que estoy comiendo chicharrón.
Whether he's eating pork rinds or at a meeting or saying mass.
Estoy en una misa, esa es espiritualidad.
If it's infused with spirit, says Melo, then it's more than material. And that's how he approaches working for justice in Honduras. For The Spiritual Edge, I'm Maria Martin.
Maria is a reporter based in Guatemala. Sacred Steps is a new international reporting project from KALW's The Spiritual Edge. Judy Silber is the executive producer. Cheryl Duvall is the editor. Sacred Steps is made in collaboration with the USC Center for Religion and Civic Life. Funding comes from the John Templeton Foundation and the Templeton Religion Trust.
Voy a cantar unos versos. A una mujer muy hermosa de Honduras, Tegucigalpa, los sicarios del Estado la mataron en su casa.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland musician Karina Ho studied ballet and played in bands for most of her life, but she never considered a serious career in the arts. A traumatic accident in 2014 changed that and set her on a brand new path. In the months and years following her recovery, she expressed grief and found solace through music, dance, and film, earning herself a Fulbright Fellowship. We'll hear her story in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
My name is Karina, and I perform music under the moniker Onico. I also do dance work and choreograph. My latest video, We Sleep No More, what I was really trying to do is just normalize the presence of different bodies in dance, on film. That's why I chose a group of older dancers, of dancers who use power wheelchairs. They're an unlikely group of people that you would see in a music video.
Paint me away. I don't want to sleep no more. I'm awake. Paint me away. I don't want to sleep no more. I'm awake.
It's about embracing this philosophy that dance is a medium that was meant for expression. So if you possess a body, that is the only requirement necessary to dance. When I became disabled, my immediate thought was, wow, I'm just going to be crippled and live in a nursing home, and it definitely set me on this path.
Here comes the tiger, and now it's time to go.
Up until then, I was living in the Bay Area, just your average millennial, 20-something, working a job in tech. It sounds kind of cheesy or trite to say this, but music was the best outlet to relieve a lot of what I was going through.
Here comes the tiger, and now it's time to go.
A large part of what I try to do as an artist, I try to tell a story. In 2014, I was on a family road trip. with my mother and my sisters and my stepfather. And we were on Highway 101 when we were struck by a semi-truck. The heartbeat represents my mother's heartbeat, which came to an end. After impact, I looked around. I wasn't sure who was alive, who was dead, and I thought my younger sister, who was in the passenger seat beside me, was dead because she wasn't moving. So I looked over and was just yelling her name, and she wasn't able to open her eyes, but she was able to say, "It will be okay." That was just a wash of relief, probably the greatest wash of relief I've ever felt. So my mother passed away and I sustained a serious injury. So now I use a wheelchair. And when I got home, I was largely immobile, just kind of figuring out how to, you know, recalibrate being a human, but a human who needs to sit down all the time and who can't move the majority of her body anymore. Talking to loved ones, talking to professionals is very important when you're going through traumatic experience, but also finding your own voice through anger, through grief is equally as important.
Be the brave one is what they say to me.
The very first song that I wrote for this project is called Brave One.
But I want some sweet sympathy.
A lot of people were telling me, like, chin up, you'll be fine, just be brave, you know, be positive. It was very frustrating because most people couldn't relate to what I was going through. And so it seemed really patronizing, and that was just kind of a way to just vent a lot of the frustration of this world telling me to be strong.
Speak my name. One of these days I won't be the same. Let the world fall down on me.
I was classically trained. I am very influenced by the blues, very influenced by jazz, and so a lot of what I write comes from that training. I also started to learn how to produce music electronically.
Coming towards my way.
Before my injury, I played in bands, and all of a sudden, the logistics of carrying around equipment was just out of the question. And so I saw my computer as a really amazing tool to play many instruments, to provide myself with percussion, and so that started my journey into cultivating that sound. We don't really see many representations of healthy, active people with disabilities, you know, going through life, having fulfilling lives. But social media is amazing because you're allowed to connect with strangers who are out there being awesome. And so I found young, beautiful people who are doing amazing things, whether it's art or dance or sports or travel or, you know, whatever. And as just content generators, we all have smartphones. We all can create content these days. I think we all have an incredible power to influence the conversation of who is considered normal or accepted into a space.
That was Oakland-based artist Karina Ho, and that story was produced by Truk Nguyen. You can find more Bay Area Beat segments on our website, kalw.org. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.
A double A low has filled your